right, Doug. How'd you all like your first practice today here at the Falcons facility?
It was really fun.
What did you all see that was most impressive?
That there were so many people here.
Is Coach Mike going to give you all a playbook? You got some plays?
Did he talk about giving you a paycheck also?
Did y'all get an injury report?
We don't talk about injuries. Okay? Right? Tell him. Okay, guys. Thank you. You guys did a great job. All right. Thank you so much for your help today. We'll go have some dinner. Okay.
All right.
That's a hard act to follow. Yep, John Abraham and then Olivia and Gavin. So, what do we got, Daryl?
Coach, could you tell us about the
the injuries? You got that.
Okay. I wasn't going to waste your time with that. But John coming back and, getting into camp, a veteran that the guys look up to on defense, how's he starting off camp for you guys?
Very good. You know, John's always worked hard for us, and since we've been here, he's been our most productive pass rusher, and we are glad that we were able to get him back on our roster. And as you know, with free agency, that's not always the case. You're going to get everybody back, and we're sure glad that John's back. We're looking for big things from him this season.
Okay, can you address Manuel Wise's release? He was a veteran trying to make a comeback, and I guess he got released right before practice.
Yes, Vinny was released between the walkthrough and practice today. And again, it was a football decision. Vincent was out last year, completely out. And in terms of the competition at the offensive line position, we wanted to not muddy the waters. We felt like we had an opportunity to evaluate him. Vinny's a really good guy. Had him in Jacksonville, and we wish him the best.
Coach, when you get into trying to decide who's going to take that number five position, how important is special teams and being able to contribute on special teams to that decision?
You're talking about the wide receiver position?
Yeah.
Okay. It's very important. Probably going to have more weight on the special teams production than the pass catching. In our scheme with who we have at tight end, we're not going to be in any too many four wide sets. So the fifth receiver would be put in the ball game because of injuries. The majority of his snaps are going to be played on special teams. So it will be heavily weighted towards his production on special teams.
Still talking special teams, I talked with both Cotts and Ewing, and they're both going to step into the fullback position. They know special teams. There's a whole lot of things to take up for the guy that used to be in that position.
Well, there is. The fullback position, not only on our team but across the league, they have to be a special teams player. Our fullback probably placed 20, 25 snaps based on the game plan that week in terms of personnel. So he's got to be able to play on the big four. And what we mean by the big four is he's got to be able to play on punt return, kickoff, and kickoff return. Mike did not play a whole lot last year on special teams because we got him late. So it's an opportunity for us to evaluate him this year. And, of course, Brady being a rookie, probably his first snap of the season in the first preseason game, he'll be running down on a kickoff or he'll be on kickoff return.
So did you all see enough from Garrett Kuntz and Mike Johnson, that guard group, to kind of know Vince was fighting an uphill battle?
We felt like those three guys, and there's some other guys that we can move around into different positions with Andrew Jackson. So we've got a real competitive situation across the board at the offensive line. I think you guys will notice that we're rolling the guys. They're not all going out right now, first team, second team. We're going to roll them in and out, look at the different combinations, and come up with the best combination for the seven offensive linemen. You know, that's important, not just the first five, but the seven offensive linemen, because you've got to have the backups cross-trained. So we've got a second snapper, an emergency snapper. We've got to have tackles that can play guards and guards that can play centers.
I guess Grimes in the punt return group, that where he returned at Shippensburg.
Yep, Brent has got great hands, got great vision. That's an open competition as well. Harry Douglas has done some punt returning for us. Dominic Franks returned some in the preseason last year. So those three guys will get a good hard look. And there might be a rookie or two that shows up over the next 10 days and will get an opportunity to return punts as well.